Facebook.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, May 20th edition. This segment brought to you by this upcoming event that you've heard Ian Murphy talk about at the new location, the Iron Pig Smokehouse South. All the information about the event can be seen at the website RiskItFest, FEST.com. RiskItFest.com. The main event happening on Saturday, June 21st. You can get a ticket online. You can also click on sponsors and become a sponsor of the event. Going to be a great, great event. Can't wait to attend this. I plan to broadcast from the South location on Friday, the day before, June 20th. Basically a month from today, when I get off the microphone at 12 noon, hopefully be able to put together a foursome. Right now I'm talking to Tim Roberts and a few others to get together to golf across the street at the Ridge Golf Course. That starts at noon. And then after the event, we'll have Miss Vicky come over from work, join us, and we will be participating in the Friday night VIP event there at the new location. Saturday, we're excited. We're going to be back there on Saturday talking with folks. We're going to absolutely look forward to this event, and we'd love for you guys to come and party with us. I told you on New Year's Day that you were going to have to set aside roughly about $500 for all the different events this year. Well, this is one of them. We're excited, absolutely excited. You can get tickets for the Saturday event. Basically, the event schedule going to open up on noon on Saturday. They're going to have all kinds of absolutely amazing entertainment, activities, all kinds of things that will be open. 1 o'clock, they're going to have their rib eating mac and cheese for kids and rib eating contest at 1 o'clock. They're going to have all kinds of other events going on throughout the day. They're going to have music. They're going to have a comedian there, Scott Page of Pink Floyd. He's going to be putting on an event for the folks starting at 9 o'clock at night. Great, great event. Closing out 10:30, remarks by Ian Murphy, and then fireworks display. That's going to be 10:45 on Saturday. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully you guys can come join us. Going to be a great event, great day. Excited, excited. Open from noon to 11 p.m. All-day party event right there at the new location. So you can check it all out, riskitfest.com. Click on tickets. Get your tickets now. And also, if you want to become a sponsor, information is there. Just look for sponsors. Well, as you know, our current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is term limited out. Just like Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Next year, 2026, we are going to get new elected officials here in the state of Michigan. First time, actually, since the 1880s, that we have an open seat for both governor and a U.S. senator. But along with that, new Secretary of State, new Attorney General, state senators will be on the ballot, as well as your state representative. All that's happening, folks, next year. Well, one of the candidates, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byrum, B-Y-R-U-M, Byrum, created a candidate committee 5 days ago on May 15th under the Democratic Party for Secretary of State, named Barb Byrum for Secretary of State. Although she wasn't available for the comment of this story, she did say that she will have an important announcement later this week. Byrum, a former state representative, now is the county clerk of Ingham County, sent out a generic get to know Barb email, which concluded with, "Thanks for taking the time to get to know Barb. You'll be hearing more soon." Well, in the email, it talks about Byrum as a former small business owner. Quote, "A policy expert and someone who has always believed that government should work for the people, not the other way around," end quote, said the email. As county clerk, Barb has cut through red tape, modernized outdated systems, and made everyday services faster and easier to access. Need a birth certificate? Need a marriage license? Something that used to take days in the mail now takes 5 minutes in person or just a few clicks online, thanks to Barb's leadership. The email continues. Barb has always never been afraid to stand up for what's right. When marriage equality became legal in Michigan back in 2014, Barb opened her office the following Saturday morning and performed the first same-sex wedding in the state of Michigan, followed by many more that same day, end quote, said the email. Well, in talking with Dave Ajima, good patriot friend, continue to pray for his health, his restoring of his back. He told me that she's flat out was at the time when they sat together in the House chamber, state representatives. She was the most liberal state representative at the time. She actually testified at the Bogie building remotely via a video Zoom meeting the day that I drove down to testify during public comment for the House and Senate joint session of the oversight committees. Ed McBroom was chair of the Senate Oversight Committee. Current speaker now, Matt Hall, at the time was the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Something now that he's given to State Representative Jay DeBoyer. Well, instead of allowing public comment, which they did not allow, they chose to have Cheryl Guy, the Antrim County clerk that screwed up our 2020 election here in Antrim County, Barb Byrum, Ingham County clerk, as well as, at the time, Lisa Possumus Lyons, the clerk from Kent County. Now, the reasoning they chose those clerks is because Byrum was a Democrat, Possumus was a Republican, and Cheryl Guy was the one that screwed up. In trying to determine, to try to figure out what exactly happened back in the November 2020 election. Well, guess what? Byrum totally defended Cheryl Guy, who supposedly was a Republican. I don't believe she was a Republican. I do not believe that Cheryl Guy was ever a Republican, nor do I believe she ever voted for a Republican the entire time she worked in the county building, both as a clerk and then going on to be the county clerk. She's the one that was made famous because of her screw-ups dealing with and handling the software patches in her qualified voter file computer mothership, is what I refer to, in her office. Byram was the one that was there testifying at the Joint Oversight Committee between the House and the Senate in her defense. As a matter of fact, the Democrat Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram defended Cheryl Guy more so than the Republican Lisa Posthumous Lyons. Very, very interesting. Well, guess what? Byram is going to announce sometime this week. I'm sure I'll have a news story on it probably tomorrow, Thursday, or maybe Friday. Probably not Friday because that's dump day. Maybe only because it would get coverage over the weekend. Will she be announcing she's running to be our next Secretary of State? You have got to be kidding me. If you guys think Jocelyn Benson was bad, this woman will be even worse if she becomes our Secretary of State. Unbelievable. But considering it, based on the fact that she filed and created a candidate committee 5 days ago and will have a very important announcement later this week. Got it. Well, I can hardly wait. Good question is going to be, who are the Republicans going to put up at their state convention to be our candidate for Republican Secretary of State? I don't know of anybody on the radar right now. Haven't seen any stories. No trial balloons have been floated, but we'll wait and see. Definitely cannot be Barb Byram. But we'll see who gets the Republican nomination, and we'll see how good a job they can do in beating her November of 2026 ballot next year. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. This last short story falls under "What Were You Thinking?" How stupid can you be? New York man admits making a hate crime threat against Attorney General of Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel. New York man pleaded guilty yesterday to making the hate crime threat. Kevin Delgado, 40 years old, of Bayside, New York, will be sentenced in federal court on September 22nd, admitting that he posted a threatening reply to Attorney General Michigan Dana Nessel's post on Twitter X, October 21st of 2023. Nessel's post included a photograph of herself and her friend who had been murdered that day. Along with the photograph, Nessel described her friend's faith and contributions to the community and expressed grief and shock about the murder. Delgado acknowledged that he threatened Nessel, who is a gay lesbian, also because of her religion and her perceived sexual orientation. According to court documents, Delgado posted a response to Nessel where he posted, quote, "Watch every step you take, you disgusting drunk dyke Nazi, you will be murdered. Hashtag murdered." Delgado pleaded guilty to transmitting the threats in using interstate commerce, basically a computer from New York. He faces up to 5 years in prison. So we'll be following this and see what the judge actually awards his sentencing on September 22nd. Federal court judge. Sorry, folks. What an idiot. You cannot post disgusting, despicable attacks like that against anybody, especially on a Twitter X account. What the heck were you thinking? How stupid you were. Did this guy have any defense, like he was totally drunk out of his mind when he was doing it? I don't know, but he pleaded guilty. Good. We'll wait and see what his sentencing is. Unbelievable. You cannot post stuff like that, people. I don't care if it's directed at an elected official, a person of public notoriety. You cannot do that. Shouldn't be saying that about any human being, period. But he's going to pay the price. He pleaded guilty and will be sentenced on September 22nd. Other short little quick story. Michigan School Safety and Mental Health Commission recommends the state work with schools to help them understand policy changes in the way they fund school counselors, psychologists, social workers, and expanding 988 suicide and crisis lifelines to include text messaging and chat capabilities. This follows the Oxford High School shooting. The commission compiled a 10-point recommendation and submitted it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as well as the state legislature, based of 2 years of meetings, consulting with experts about school safety and mental health of our students. The recommendation asked the state to provide consistent per-pupil funding, promote safe environments to minimize risk of suicide behaviors, increase access and programs for those as being at high risk of suicide, incorporate social-emotional learning, improve suicide prevention training for school professionals, support programs, also enhance and maintain the commission's website. Currently, when their website is accessed, a disclaimer shows that says information displayed on the website may be up to date, may not, excuse me, be up to date or accurate. Well, from its conception, the commission met 18 times. The commission was created by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in October of 2022, following the mass shooting that took place at Oxford High School in 2021. So they have concluded their commission committee meetings, discussions, and came up with these 10 points of recommendation, which has now been submitted to Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the state legislature for their consideration. We'll be following this story, see if they include any funding for this in the upcoming budget, and if they plan to pass any statutes implementing these recommendations. It's our job. It's what we do. Michigan news, Michigan politics, and what the heck they're always doing in Lansing. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like